This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The Federal Reserve wraps up a meeting today in Washington, and the expectation is that policymakers will launch more monetary stimulus to boost the economy. For more on that, let's bring in Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics. He's with us live, as he is every Wednesday. Good morning.
Hey, Jeremy. What's up?
Not too much, Josh. What are you expecting from the Fed today?
Well, what I expect is probably not that important, but I'll give you an idea as to what the consensus thinks. About 63% of market economists that the Wall Street Journal surveyed don't expect any action, and only 40, you know, in terms of like a major stimulus, and only 43% are looking for what they call a lesser action, like an extension of the current program, which is called Operation Twist. There are a handful of firms that are looking for something more. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley have both said there's a 75% probability of a big action. So that's kind of what the street is looking for.
All right. Well, that's what the street's looking for. What should Main Street be expecting in terms of an effect if the Fed does extend its current programs?
So that's really the whole thing. I don't think that Main Street should have any expectations one way or the other, because, frankly, we're at 0% interest rates. Mortgage rates are at 4%. I mean, there's very little that the Fed can do from these levels to have an impact in the average person's life. A lot of this is more about psychology. A lot of this is more about the flow of money and et cetera. I think that the main issue here and what could drive the Fed to act is the fact that financial conditions are tightening a little bit. We've ground to a halt in things like manufacturing. And Bernanke himself has said that if we don't get a stronger GDP growth rate this year than last year, unemployment will start to rise again. And clearly, we do not have a stronger GDP growth environment this year than last year. So that's really, I think, the major takeaway going into the announcement later.
We'll be watching. Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics, thanks as always.
Thank you.